Well, from Asian catfish masquerading as Florida grouper to another story now about cross-cultural culinary exchange, and we're pretty sure Noah's special agents play no role in this story. If you ask around Iranian circles in Washington, D.C., you'll likely hear that the best Iranian chef in town is a fellow named Johnny. That's his American name. And as NPR's Jennifer Ludden found out, he exemplifies America's melting pot.
Some Iranians I met at a party told me there's no better Persian food than Johnny's, at least this side of Los Angeles. But they said, here's the funny thing about Johnny. He's not Iranian.
My name is Juan Alberto Melgar. Originally, I'm from El Salvador.
That's right, El Salvador. Melgar fled civil war there in 1981 when he was 19 and got a job in Washington as a busboy. It was in an Iranian restaurant, and Melgar took special note of the guy who made kubideh, the classic Persian minced meat kebab.
Every time I have a little bit chance, I go to the kitchen and watch what he doing. And then I say, you need help? I catch it right away, quickly, no?
Soon enough, the kubideh maker left. Melgar took his place and started tackling other dishes. The restaurant owner, Mrs. Mansadri, liked him. He called her mom. Eventually, her son, the chef, gave Melgar the thumbs up and started taking it easy.
He come every day and sit down, eat tea, and they're from the restaurant. But that's it. But all come in Iran, he think she's cooking.
Everyone at the restaurant thought that Mrs. Mansadri was cooking.
Yes, everybody think.
Today, Melgar pounds this chicken, for a dish called sultani, in his own brand new restaurant, Johnny's Kebab. He's also got his own catering service with bookings till May. The orders are scotch taped on the side of the refrigerator.
You see, this is for Saturday. Mrs. Manush.
Melgar's been flown as far as Aruba to put on a spread for a 500-person wedding. There was one awkward moment when a deeply religious crowd realized a Christian Latino had just prepared their Islamic halal dinner. Melgar says there were hushed whispers and ladies' hands flew to their mouths in shock. But an ally stepped in and reassured all that everything was done properly. Then there was the high point Melgar still gets misty-eyed about. A man once kissed his hand and told him the dish he'd just eaten reminded him of his late mother's cooking.
It's definitely homemade cooking.
Pretty good for a non-Iranian.
Kasra Toy Serkani and Farhad Verharami have just finished lunch. They say most Iranian restaurants here only serve kebab, but Melgar also makes time-consuming stews, the Persian comfort food people grow up on.
I've had korma sabzi and I've had it here. My grandmother makes it better, but that's a very, you know, high standard to measure up to, so I think he did a great job.
I'd like to order some for carryout.
What would you like?
Lamb kebab.
Lamb kebab, okay.
Have
I have a spice for you, very nice. Maybe you like it a little bit spicy. It's more.
Across the country, all types of restaurants are staffed by Latino workers. But Melgar says he doesn't know of any who've risen to open their own business with a foreign cuisine. I ask him whether it wouldn't just be easier to open a Salvadoran restaurant. Oh no, he says, too much competition. And frankly, he doesn't know much about Latino cooking. Then I ask,
do you ever feel like a fraud?
Tantai, yes.
But Johnny Melgar says he loves his job. And this year, a mentor has invited him on his first trip to Iran. Melgar hopes to go and eat lots of meals. That way, he says, when clients complain he isn't using enough of this spice or that, he'll know whether they're right. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.